It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
The very first book in the Bible has some wonderful words for us. Here's a little short verse from the 28th chapter. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Let me share a story with you. Sam put on his top coat, picked up his briefcase, and walked to the door. Saying goodbye to the rest of the family, he proceeded to his car. He backed out of his driveway and headed down the road to the office. At the intersection, he looked both ways, and then he started across, and that's when it happened. There was a terrible screech, tires grinding on the pavement, coming to a sudden and complete stop. Sam jumped, looked toward his right to see a big tractor trailer bearing down on him. In an instant, his instinct told him to brace himself to prepare for a terrible accident. The truck was about to crash into his small, foreign-made automobile. He braced and waited, but miraculously, the driver of the giant truck managed to get the big rig stopped just prior to the anticipated collision. With a sigh of relief and thankfulness, Sam uttered a quick prayer. Now, it's only fair to say that Sam was not normally a very religious man, living mostly by his own creeds and just not having much time or interest in the kid stuff, you know. But for some reason, he spontaneously let it slip. "Thank you, Lord," he said, suddenly remembering that there was someone beyond himself. Well, Sam and the driver of the truck got out and surveyed the situation. "Man," said the truck driver, "you're a mighty lucky person. Just a split-second difference in timing, and you very probably wouldn't be around this old world right now. You'd better be thankful that I had my brakes reworked just last week. I would hate to think what would have happened if I had not. And I started to put it off, but changed my mind at the last minute and went ahead. Buddy, you better thank goodness that you're still alive." "Mister," said Sam, "I've already thanked goodness." Well, in a few moments, Sam was on his way to the office again. At a service station along the route he took, he saw Bill. Bill was a friend of his who worked in the same office. Bill was also the religious guy in their group, a regular churchgoer. Sam wheeled in to speak to Bill and tell him about the truck. "Hey, Bill," hollered Sam out of his window as he pulled along his religious friend. "The Lord's really taking care of me this morning. I pulled out in front of this big truck, and the Lord performed a miracle and stopped it just before it got me. It sure is great how the Lord takes care of us, isn't it?" "It sure is," said Bill. "He performed a miracle for me this morning also." "He did?" said Sam. "What happened? Did you nearly get hit by a big truck like me?" "Well, not quite," said Bill. "He just kept me from pulling out in front of any big trucks." Strange how we can find him in the miracles and not in the everyday events, isn't it?
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.